Hey there, Stoic Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of mental toughness with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? You know, that tightrope walk where you're trying to keep your emotions in check for fear of judgment or rejection. Well, today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for ourselves and others to express and release our emotions freely. Think about it, bottled up feelings aren't exactly conducive to a happy, healthy life, right? We're talking about the good, the bad, the ugly, the whole spectrum. Holding back can lead to burnout, resentment, and even physical health issues. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole that just doesn't work. So, how do we create these safe havens for emotional expression? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate an environment where vulnerability isn't weakness, but strength. First things first, practice active listening. No, I don't mean waiting for your turn to talk. I mean truly hearing what the other person is saying, their words, their tone, their body language. It's about showing empathy and understanding, even if you don't necessarily agree with everything they are saying. Remember, sometimes people just need a sounding board, someone to acknowledge their feelings without judgment. Next up, be honest with yourself. Before you can create a safe space for others, you need to feel comfortable expressing your own emotions authentically. This means letting go of the fear of appearing weak or too emotional. Embrace your vulnerability. It's what makes us human and allows for genuine connection. Think about it like this. We all have an inner compass guiding our actions and reactions. When we suppress our emotions, we're essentially ignoring that compass. By acknowledging our feelings, both positive and negative, we can better understand ourselves and navigate the complexities of life with greater clarity. Thirdly, set boundaries. Now, I'm not talking about being closed off or unapproachable. It's more about creating healthy limits that protect your emotional well-being. This could involve saying no to situations that drain you, taking time for self-care, or communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's a form of self-respect. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Fourth, choose your words wisely. Language has incredible power. It can build bridges or create walls. When engaging in conversations about emotions, strive for kindness, compassion, and understanding. Avoid judgmental language or dismissive statements that can shut down communication. Remember, the goal is to foster a sense of safety and trust, not to critique or correct. Finally, remember that it's an ongoing process. Creating a safe space for emotional expression takes time, patience, and consistent effort. There will be bumps along the way, but don't let setbacks discourage you. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up authentically for yourself and others. Let me share a quick example picture this. You're at work, and a colleague is visibly upset about a project delay. Instead of avoiding them or offering unsolicited advice, you take a moment to acknowledge their feelings. Maybe you say something like, "I can see that this is really frustrating for you. How are you feeling about it?" This simple act of empathy shows your colleague that you're present and genuinely care about what they're going through. It opens the door for honest communication and allows them to feel heard and supported. So, remember, Stoic Squad, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about talking things out, it's about cultivating an environment of trust, understanding, and genuine connection. It's about embracing vulnerability as a strength and allowing ourselves and others to show up authentically. Ready to take your mental fitness to the next level? Remember to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, helps other folks find the show. And remember, we are in this together. Catch you on the flip side for another daily dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.